Blog Talk Radio.
Love and you, and you know the most highest. Can't you see we living in a war zone? Cause you don't know that when you're living in it. Like every weekend it's a man down. Ain't got no pity for the innocent. So I'm a representative dedicated talent.
At a Klan rally day before, but that ain't mean that. What they said suicide, I said genocide. Hey, what you got a gun for, boy? You ain't finna ride. They run up on you like Baton Rouge, bet you finna hide. That's the difference between us. I die to save a million lives. Appointed leader when nobody couldn't think of shit. I'd be a martyr if my great granddaughter benefit. They pull you over, ask you where your license at. Be careful reaching for it, you know you can die for that. And this ain't nothing new, they got cameras so you can see the shit. Got Dr. King and A. Lincoln asking where the freedom at. This ain't no equality. Man, you ain't had no justice on your mind when you chatted me. But fuck it, this is the way it gotta be. Hey, listen, you won't shoot at them and shoot at me, boy, you are not a G. Imagine Trayvon asking why you follow me. Feel threat and hit him and whip him down when he shot him down. Do that to a grown fucking man. Drop you where you stand. Tell my grandma gone with all that praying. If it's a God in me in the sky, he looking down, he understand. I'm just a man, and I'm wrong for a man. But I don't get him in like telling him and gone, kill again. Keep fucking around, it gon' be on in a minute. But we living in a war zone. Cause you don't know that when you're living in it. Living down. Like every weekend, it's a man down. Ain't got no pity for the innocent, so I'm a representative. Running our place of worship and slaughter our grandma. Won't go kamikaze for that, well, what you a dad for? Hold up, I wait. Heard it from buddy who took the fall for Watergate. The war on drugs, or just war on us. Get us all these guns, get us all this dust. Change all them laws, lock all us up. Went from Freeway Ricky on the BML. And then hip hop came, that when we got rich. A white kid gravitated to it like all of us did. And now they got sick. Invented the technology to take our shit. Diluted all of the artistry. Pardon me, somebody tell me what happened to Austin Sterling. Kill Philando right in front of the girl in the world. So everybody reacting with hell now. They modern day slavery, the prison publicly traded in the G's up. The Constitution and the Emancipation Proclamation, just a fucking piece of paper. You see, we living in a war zone. Cause you don't know that when you're living in it. Like every weekend it's a man down. Ain't got no pity for the innocent, so I'm a representative dedicated. Tell a hand up, can't breathe, hand up, can't breathe, hand up, can't breathe, hand up. Can't you see we living in a war zone?
If you white folks want to be treated the way blacks are in this society, stand. Nobody's standing here. That says very plainly that you know what's happening. You know you don't want it for you. I want to know why you're so willing to accept it or to allow it to happen for others.
Silence while they take the lives of our brothers and sisters and partner. We will not turn a blind eye to the murder with no repercussions. Oh no, we will not. We will not live on our knees. We will die on our feet. This ain't no lie that I speak. All you youngins out here in the streets only wanna shoot people who look like you. You can stay home. You too weak. Oh no, we will not go and repeat the mistakes of the past. Ignoring the snakes in the grass, paying you cash. Still we praying we fast till one day that's your ass. We will not ask for no war. No 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 no. But we will be prepared for one. Hoping not with a gun, with the unity using. The same shit you did to destroy me. We sick of the garbage you kicking and teaching and lynching us, locking us up for no reason and killing us. No consequences, conviction. You serious? Lying about what you show in the media. Assassinate all the leaders who leading us. Leave us with ones who misleading us. Then go reward all the ones who mistreat us and leave us in projects and give us these poisonous products on top of narcotics to push through our sisters and brothers. Like them ain't our sisters and brothers. No, we will not be running one led astray or bamboozled. The book will be stopping today. See what happened when athletes that no longer play for you. Tell them accountants to pray for you, huh? Oh, respect us, yeah, respect what that paper do. Look up, it's too late for you. Dropping you off, turning them profit to law. When we won't go shopping the mall, united we all, stuck in this bullshit together. Showing evil, we just won't say whatever. Else they just roll up and shoot or whatever, just like they been doing forever. The niggas swear they hard, be huffing and puffing, but ain't gonna do nothing. The enemy drown, they wave behind enemy line. Why you trying to be so friendly now? Handle your business now. And we would not feel nothing but judgment from God. Standing there looking at me saying, you ain't do nothing. I bless you and you ain't invested in nothing. Just kept up the cycle of death and destruction. Ignoring your neighbor won't help them, but helping yourself, just like the devil himself. Well, promote all the fornication, all the baby making. Ain't no baby raising for a generation. Now they trapped the systems because incarceration was inevitable due to education. Substandard institution, never cared. J drop by an air pair, crack, rock, crip, blood, all the 80s. GDBL, whatever the separator. Hip hop, can you finally made it? Yo, time to take it, pad, Martin Luther. All that money and you still blew it. Then saving, you feel stupid. Damn. I soon came and they bootlegged. And what you get for being hard headed? Goddamn, nigga. Man, where I gon' go to hell here? Cause I tried as hard as I can, nigga. I know you're only a man, but goddamn, nigga.
My name John and I'm a city cop, and I'm just tired of these let me not. They try to paint me as racist, but see I'm really not. Call me pork, so I put them on they belly at every stop. And they scared, what a joke. How about how I feel? Check the crime rate. Look at my eyes behind my shield. I'm scared, this is a job, this how I find my meal. So if they go and lie and steal, I'ma make them lie from steal. And I think my life do matter more. I seen too many of these people kill without remorse. Used to be three fifths of a man, but I think half is more accurate. How they celebrate savageness in a pattern form. My family raised me not to trust them. Fuck you, they ain't wrong. These other cops are my brothers, and they be wishing us harm. They told me that it's our culture to make sure that they suffer, and I can't break the bond. It's all I got. I'm faithful, dog. Shit. I bleed blue like I'm a Giants fan. To question my ways, to stop flowing my veins. So I ain't slowing the day. I'ma keep everyone safe from these black bastards. And that's word to my gang, gang, gang.
I'm just riding for my gang, 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 gang.
Whole lot of gang shit, America. Whole lot of gang shit,
gang, 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 gang.
My name's James and I'm in the Klan. My family been down for a 4-generation span. It's not about the hatred, man. It's love for our nation, the white place. So we took savages and enslaved and tamed them. And these white dreads, as hereditary as this white skin. I ain't have a say soon as I was of age, I was in. And if I have to, I resort to violence. Cause they try shock colors in a country made for white men. And we're poor too. Boo-hoo, all of you lefties complain about your oppression and pain. While all of these Mexicans came and take all our jobs and our lanes. And I don't blame corporatist games because I want the spoils and fame. I could have more too, that could be me one day. That's why I love Trump, you see he see my way. We gonna make America white again. Cause I don't wanna compete with people who work harder than me. Cause we all fighted them. And if I considered that how we living is wrong, that would mean that I would have to concede that the sale and beating of those bodies was uncalled for. That it was all the murder and rape that got us these Sundays at the golf course. That we as heinous as they try to make us out to be, why would I even try? There's nothing in it for me to not treat it as a lie. So far as I'm concerned, all the blacks, Jews, and the gays, and the Muslims, and the Mexicans can leave or die. I do it all for the Klan. These are my brothers. They understand me. We all understand each other. Don't tell me that our fathers and mothers should be ashamed. I'm riding out forever for my gang, 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 gang.
I'm just riding for my gang.
Oh.
lot of gang shit. America, whole lot of gang shit. Gang, 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 gang. My name Marcus and I'm in the feds. I've been locked up for 4 years and six is left. I got 10 for armed robbery shit, and honestly, I ain't even want to do it. And it's hard not to get depressed with dying here. Was banging color since a youngin'. Was born into a gang because of the block that I grew up in. I done seen many die and a few folks kill. But when the world won't give you nothing, shit, you gon' steal. And my gang was all I knew. Brothers amongst the madness, drugs and death all around us. And we was angry and callous. The gang shit was all we had. We made mistakes and were misled. But why my gang got me in jail? Yours got you home in bed. Riddle me that. My skin black, it's simple as that. The hatred you both got for me is all written in fact. Of our institutions, you confused and feel like getting me back. For what? For living poor in conditions that's whack? You claim that I strike fear in you. But what you feel is you. For me to live how you call clean and be a miracle. The data is empirical. You hate it when my people march for me, but don't you too scream because you feel they ain't hearing you. Shit, your whole premise is false, but I won't waste no time trying to break your prejudice walls. Point is, we all on some gang shit, loyal to what we taught, believing what was passed down, our community's theme of thought. And I'm the only one that cuffs for it. If I get out a better man, I'm still fucked for it. You turn the TV on and look, you got Trump for it. President is in your gang, bitch, and you still pointing me to blame. Shit, I pray that when I get out, shit ain't all the same. But it's a cold world to be alone in when the whole place that you've grown and treat you like dogs in the rain. Shit, I might fuck around and call gang. Gang, gang, gang.
I'm just riding for my gang.
Peace, Black Supremacy. It's King Noble going in live on my topic. I'm going to go right in. For some reason, the show is kind of like ended early, so it's not actually doing a streaming live. But you all who called in can definitely continue to hear the show. For some reason, I don't know if that's a glitch. But if this show doesn't, you know, cover everything that I need to say, I'll just begin another one. But my topic is very interesting to go in on. Let me just do a phone check to make sure you all can hear me. Press 1 in the queue if you definitely hear my voice. So I can sound check those that are on the line. Okay. Well, I'm going to just go in on my topic. This might be a little shorter show because of some type of technical difficulties, but it will be long enough for me to speak on my topic. And my topic is, and I changed the name on many times, because the first one was, you know, Black Lives Matter, Black Life Should Matter Less, or Black Life Should Not Matter As Much. But I think what speaks on it better is Black Life, why Black Life Can't Matter As Much might be a better topic, but I don't want to just play with the titles. So me going in on it would do better justice to the point that I'm trying to make. And what that is that the problem is that Black life matters too much. That's why we're in the condition that we're in, and specifically to Black people. Our fear of the police is because our own personal life matters too much. So we're in fear. We're in fear of death. So our life is so valuable that we are terrified at those who would be willing to give their life in order to maintain or perpetuate white supremacy. These race soldiers are willing to give their life and sacrifice their life to maintain the infrastructure and to perpetuate the reality of white supremacy, and we fear losing our life to that capacity. But our life should not matter as much, because if you go back and you listen to some of our revolutionaries, Stokely Carmichael, better known as Kwame Ture. He said there's never been any change, any real change or significant change for black people without the shedding of blood. We had to shed blood to get into any particular position that we wanted to get into, whether that was to drink on faucets with white people or use the washroom with white people or go into their restaurants. We had to protest. There was a shedding of blood for this to happen. There was a sacrifice for us to get to the level, the levels that we have obtained within general society. Today, our life matters so much that we're unwilling to make any sacrifices for the liberation and the upliftment of our people. When you look at the very word devotion means sacrifice. To devote yourself is literally to sacrifice yourself to a greater cause or to something that you realize is greater than you. But our black life matters too much that we can hear about our brother and our sister getting shot down, getting murdered in the middle of the street by the police, by the institutions of white supremacy. Our personal life matters so much that we will not do anything about it because we wouldn't want to disturb our life. Our life is so important. Our individualistic black life is so important that we're not willing to make any sacrifice, whether it's the shedding of our own blood or just a sacrifice of our engagement and our participation in the white supremacy matrix. We're unwilling to sacrifice that for the upliftment of our race and of our people. Our black life matters too much. And our black life is a life of consumerism, a life of perpetuating white supremacy, involving in it, validating it, and existing within that paradigm. That's what black life is. If we are not free as a people, if we're not totally liberated, if we can't secure and manifest our own justice, then what black life is being a prison in their institutional world, in their reality. So we must be willing to sacrifice that black life. That black life must not matter anymore if we won't change. The black life that we've been living can't matter anymore. We have to let that black life go. We have to let that old paradigm, that old reality, and that old matrix go. That black life cannot matter anymore because that black life has us locked into a world that makes us desensitized, that make us non-empathetic, non-sympathetic, no compassion for the totality of our people. Now, the show topic wasn't black lives don't matter. It was black life should not matter so much. Black life can't matter because in order for black lives to matter, then black life must be sacrificed. There must be, we must give up black life living in this illusion of this matrix of white supremacy. That has to be sacrificed for the betterment of the whole. If you want black lives to matter, then black life in the matrix can't matter anymore because everything we do and how we participate in his reality continues to substantiate and perpetuate that reality in that matrix. We're contributing our energy, our time, and our labor and resources to it. And then when we, it's time that our brothers and sisters need us, that our nation and our community need us, we are unavailable. Because the black life that we have invented, the artificial black life that we are living within the matrix has more value, is more important and more significant than us. It's what separates us and makes us something that we feel is distinctive from the masses of our people. So that black life cannot matter so much. That black life must be sacrificed. That black life must be shed. You cannot be free until you give up your life in the plantation. Until you give up your life in the prison, until you give up your life in the matrix and the character and the narrative along with that life and the story that goes along with that life and all the justifications that go along with that life that makes you less than a warrior for your people, that makes you less than a liberation fighter for your people. That black life must die. Black life as we know it in America under white supremacy, it must die. It must end. It must come to an end. And we must have a new life and take on a new life that represents our liberation and our freedom, our independence and our sovereignty and our power and our supremacy. That must be the new life that must begin once we share the old life. Now, when I say your black life can't matter so much to some people, that sounds you know, suicidal. It sounds like some kamikaze stuff or a kamikaze matrix, a kamikaze message. But no, there are many levels of sacrifice, of giving up a life that no longer benefits you, a life that makes you prey of your enemy, a life that makes you vulnerable, a life that makes you exploitable, a life that allows you to get picked off. You must give up that life, give up that type of concern, give up that type of identification. Let that go. I'll just give you an example with the so-called feminist movement. It came with a strategy to separate the black man from the black woman by letting the black woman, putting in her perspective, a victim-conscious narrative that makes her think that her life as a woman is more empowered, more important than the significance of the lives of the entire race, and that she should separate herself from the struggle of the black family and of the black nation, of the black community, for her individual identity as a female, that her black life as a woman, a part of the feminist movement, a part of the LGBTQ movement, or whatever movement, that her life is more important than the nation, than the community as a whole. This is a fact. Our celebrities feel that their black lives matters more than the life of the entire community, more than the life of our entire nation. Our black billionaires and black millionaires and our black psychologists and scholars and businessmen and talented and skilled people and craft people and tailors and carpenters, all of these black lives, the life that they're living, that black life is more important than the freedom and the liberation of black people, where we're not willing to lay down our lives. We're not willing to sacrifice mentally, spiritually, physically, and economically for the freedom and liberation of our people. We won't let go of these lives that we are living that are not to our benefit, that are not for the benefit of our race. We still have goals and objectives in trying to be somebody in a white man's matrix. We want to be somebody in Babylon. We want to be somebody in a white man's illusionary world, and we don't want to let that life go. And as long as that life continues, we as a people will continue to be in a situation that we are in under white supremacy, because that life, that very life that you find valuable, that will make you go beg your oppressor to be recognized, to be seen, to be validated, to be loved, and to have justice, that very life can't matter anymore. The very life must end. The very lifestyle must end. The very point of view, point of vantage point, that point of existence must no longer exist. It must go out of existence. It must no longer live. It must no longer be. So black life has to matter less, because your individual life is so important that it made you a coward to this enemy, that you are so scared that you're going to lose your black life that you will not stand up for the masses of your black people to demand freedom and liberation by any means necessary. But you see a lot of our political prisoners. You see Jamil Al-Amin, Mumia Abu-Jamal. You see a lot of our political prisoners that are behind bars, that sacrifice. Their black life did not matter, because now their life is behind bars for several life sentences. But their life was sacrificed for the well-being, for the awakening, for the consciousness of the masses of black people. But will those same black people realize and put their life on the line, put their life on the table, and devote themselves to the liberation of black people as a whole? Are they willing to do what is necessary? See, black life matters too much. That's our problem. That's why we won't help each other, because our life matters too much. Our life is so much more important. That's why we don't want to give. We don't want to contribute. We don't want to even be associated with the pain and the agony and the travesty that our people is going to. We don't even want to be associated with it, because our black life matters so much. That's why we can fall victim of propaganda with this COVID-19, walking around wearing a mask to separate ourselves from our own people, where we can't even talk, because our black lives so matter so much that we fear death. And, you know, when you fear death, you can easily be manipulated. You can easily be terrorized, because you don't want all that matters to you to end so abruptly or to be taken to you, because black life matters too much. It has made you a coward. But your enemy's life don't matter. Your enemy's life don't matter to them. They say all lives matter, but they don't mean that, because they're willing to lay down their life for white supremacy. They're willing to put on a uniform, a badge, a BDU, a military uniform, a Marine Corps outfit, a CIA outfit, a FBI outfit, they willing to put on these clothes and literally lay down their life for their beliefs, their ideology, to continue to perpetuate the global system of white supremacy and imperialism. But when it comes to black nationalism, black supremacists, black power, black militants, our black life matters too much within a false artificial reality. The life that they have given us after they so-called gave us the illusion of freedom. They've given us a life that only exists within inside of the context of their reality. That's just a straw man. That's just a social security number. That's just a stock certificate. Our life is only relevant within their reality. Our life has been created. It has been manufactured and edited and already authored and already put together. And now that's the life that we live in. And that story does not add up to our empowerment, our freedom, and our liberation. The life that they gave us, the value systems, the things we should be worried about and concerned about and where we should go to get answers and solve our problems and a particular set of problems that we are supposed to have has all been given to us, and that black life can't matter no more. That black life is keeping us within the circumstance and the dynamic that we're constantly living in. That black life can continue to matter. When black life matters less, truly, when black individual life, black individualism matters less, then black lives will matter more. We don't want to give up anything because our desire for freedom and liberation, our desire for justice is out of our fear of losing our own life. We don't care about nobody else. We're just afraid that the police are going to take our life. We don't have genuine, authentic, pure, selfless compassion for no other beings on this planet. Our total concern is about our own black life. Are we going to continue to be able to go to Walmart tomorrow? Are we going to continue to be able to go to, you know, to the hotels tomorrow? Are we going to be able to continue to go to the festivals and buy music? Are we going to be able to go to the car lot next week? Are we going to be able to spend this money here and money there and go there and consume this and buy this and do this and fit into their artificial reality? See, that's the life that we're worried about losing, not the melanated life, not the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors re-embodied and reincarnated and re-manifested eternally. See, that's not the life we are concerned about. We're concerned about an artificial life that's given to us that we work, you know, for our master's plantation from 9 to 5 and get checked and taxed. That's the life that we fear losing because, you know, we want to live in this world equal to our enemy. We want to live in a world that's validated by our enemy, by our oppressor. We want to be rewarded within that world, and we want to feel like we're somebody within that world, even if it means that our people must be sacrificed and the masses of our people must die while we try to live it up in an individual artificial illusion that has been created by our enemy. See, that black life can't matter anymore. That black life matters too much. In order for black lives to matter, black life has to matter less because, see, Malcolm X's black life didn't matter. He gave it up for the freedom and liberation of black people. Dr. Martin Luther King's life did not matter. Fred Hampton's life did not matter. I can go on and on. Patrice Lumumba's life did not matter. I can continue to go on. Their life did not matter. Black lives matter, but their life did not matter. Because it would give them freedom or give them death, give them liberation for their people or give them death. See, our life matters so much that we're perpetuating a life of hell. We're perpetuating a life of imprisonment, a life of degradation, a life of living on the bottom, a life of bottom feeding, a life of being under your oppressor. See, we're perpetuating that life. And that's what we fear losing. We fear shining another shoe. Huh? We feel shucking, jiving again, cooning and buffooning for our master. We fear that we're going to lose that. And that's why we stay in this condition. But when our lives begin to matter less, when our life, not lives, but when our life begins to matter less than the enemy that's willing to sacrifice his in order to destroy you and your people and your community and keep himself on top, when our life matters less than his to our own selves, then we will throw his ass up off of us. And the generations after us and the generations to come will be free. They will be liberated. We'll put this devil in his place within 24 hours when our life in his artificial reality doesn't matter anymore. When our life under him doesn't matter. When our life eating the scraps off his table doesn't matter anymore. Then we'll stand up. Then we will be fearless. And then we will accept that eternal life. We'll step up into the great life of our legacy, of our legendary and glory, our glorious reality. Then we'll step up into that life that is in alignment with the ancestors, that life is in alignment with royalty, that life is in alignment with dignity. Then we will step up into that life, and we will rise up in that life. And that life will matter. That black life will matter. The black life that where we stood up, that we realize who we really are. The black life that is the wrath of all of our ancestors, when that black life stands up, then this devil got something on his hands. See, if your life matters too much, you are a coward. If your life matters too much within his artificial reality, you don't stand for nothing. They say a man that stands for nothing falls for everything, and a man that stands for something is also equally willing to die for something. So his life don't matter for that which he's willing to die for. See, black lives matter. Black life matters too much. They can't both exist. Black lives and black life can't exist simultaneously. One of them got to go. If you want black lives to matter, we're going to have to be willing to sacrifice some black life within this artificial matrix reality. Talk black to me. Black life has to matter less. Black life is about individualism, independence, selfishness, self, personal problems, internal matrix, internal conflict, personal situations and circumstances, personal identity. I can go into ego. I can go deep into that. Merging your ego into the collective consciousness by willing to sacrifice your black life and living in the eternal black lives of the ancestors, the eternal black lives of the eternal black collective consciousness. I hope y'all feeling where I'm coming from. They're telling me I got about 30 minutes in this stream. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the calls for a second to allow you all to comment or speak your piece before this show ends. I said what I had to say. That was the totality. That was the gist of what I want to say. Our black life matters so much that we can go against another black person so quick. We can hate another black person for so many reasons. We can find a context to be at odds with another black person. Simply the fact that our black life matters that much that it has put us against one another, where we cannot unify, and our black lives matter because the enemy plays into your individualism, builds up your individualism, and use it as against you, use it as a weapon against you. Make it plain. You live.
Hey, I'm just listening.
Black supremacy. 404, you live. 857.
How can you know what black supremacy? You're right. As usual, you know what I'm saying? They have it to where, you know, it's just individuality all the time, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with the with being famous and just moving on up like the Jeffersons, like they're moving out the hood when they see we're all, you know, check the hood. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they promote that on TV to be individual, you know what I'm saying? With the TV stars being a star and stuff, not saying that we're all stars, but one black person is a star. No, we're all stars. No, they make it give you more money, how individual you become. You know what I'm saying? How much you become a coon, or how much you hate your own people. You become better than your own people, and it's like your life
and
really
your
doesn't
black
matter.
Life.
All of our life matters.
Come on, take your turn. And so they made a black life that they gave you matter more than the totality of black lives.
Because they played against they don't, people don't know their how valuable their black life is. So it's like, so they know how valuable our black life is, and they take advantage of it.
Come on. You're teaching, and I'm glad you mentioned that with the whole Bill Cosby situation, because his whole thing was his black life matter. You know, he was a doctor and on the show, and he was somebody in real life. But if black people are under attack, your black life does not matter. So if you're under the illusion that your black life matters, you know, then you're not, you sleep.
Right, and that's what he was realizing I said that's what he was realizing when they put him in jail, that his life by itself did not matter, but a group, you know, a group of us would matter, you know, versus his self, individual self.
Absolutely. Then they start talking about racism and this, that, and the other. Why he ain't been talking about that? Start talking about, you know, discrimination and all that, because he realized that, you know, his black life didn't matter as they thought. He thought his black life mattered as far as his income, his status, his fame, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, his hair texture, you know, the way his voice sound, his talent. He thought all that was so important that he could overlook or separate himself from the totality of black people.
Right, they start feeding the ego. The ego gets fed. And they forget who they are and where they came from. And then that's when they get the avatar and they get the... They become their own avatar.
So it's like if something happens to black people and we don't go as hard as for those individuals as we would go for our own selves, that means our black life matters too much.
Right.
Because our black lives should trump our black life in this world. Because the white man will say, you know, use a good Negro, use a smart Negro. You all right, don't worry. We're going to lynch all them. You good.
Right.
You just go on in your house and, you know, enjoy yourself. Use one of us. Use a Mason.
Right.
Use this. Use one. You go on with us. So you thinking your black life matters to the point that you don't even identify or you're not even willing to sacrifice for the masses of black people.
Right.
You're going to get a rude awakening. When they pick your
they
number.
Get people that, though. Right.
And a lot of these black people thought that they black life matters and somehow that they was different from all black people. They didn't think that all black lives mattered. They just thought that they, you know, they were special in white supremacy.
Ain't nothing special about one person. Now, a group of us, that's different. But standing alone, you ain't going to get nowhere standing alone. You're not going to get nowhere standing alone. It needs a group of.
And when the
police, you know,
pull up on somebody, well, dang, they pulling up on black women like this. They pulling up on everybody like this. They thinking of, damn, don't hurt me. I'm 7 feet tall. You know what I'm saying? I weigh 400, 500 pounds. And my first thought is, oh, my God, don't hurt me. What would this do to the race unchecked? What would happen to innocent people? What would happen to defenseless people? We so concerned about our black life that if we going to get to wear Gucci again, are we going to get to wear Louis Vuitton again? You know what I'm saying? Are we going to get to sit up in the barbershop again? Are we going to sit on the beach again? We so worried about our black life in the matrix under oppression and imperialism that we're not willing to make any sacrifices for the masses of our people.
Right, and that's what it's going to take, some sacrifices. And that's what people are afraid of. They don't want to sacrifice their home. They don't want to give up what they got. They don't want to give up. You know, they don't want to sacrifice none of that. They're too comfortable.
Right.
They're way
too comfortable. And that's why we always say you have to give up the matrix.
Yeah.
Because as long as your black life matters in the matrix is going to keep going. And you're not going to be able to go against it. You're not going to be able to destroy it as long as your black life matters inside of that. So we can stop saying black lives matter. The first step to black lives mattering is making your black life in the matrix not matter so much, so that you can totally be a contributing force to overthrowing white supremacy, overthrowing white imperialism, overthrowing police and government domination within our communities and within our societies. But as long as your life matters within that construct, within that paradigm, how can you be against it? You can't go against yourself.
That's where the nothingness comes in. The becoming.
Come on.
The become nothing
life,
is to become all.
We sided with them.
Right.
Through the lifestyle of our
right.
choice, we've sided with the enemy through the very life that we live. The enemy
right.
is maintaining your world and literally maintaining your reality. How can you be free of him? I don't understand. How can you be free of white supremacy if your reality is integrated with it?
Right.
At some point,
you
got to sacrifice some aspect of it to move into a new reality, into a new paradigm. Your black life, that's why we used to always send old videos, you know, kill your goddamn self. We're talking about killing yourself
Fact.
In the matrix.
Right.
We're talking about killing the matrix version of you that is being exploited and capitalized
right.
on by white supremacy.
Right. That acceptance that's of you in the matrix. Kill that you that you accept in the matrix.
You teaching?
Because in order to kill the outside matrix, you have to kill the inside matrix and how you feel about it, and how you think about it, and how you accept it. Because the only way that it can control you is if you accept it.
Come on.
Stop accepting it and let go.
I'm seeing the police
people
can't stop their traffic lights, and they're actually afraid of the police. Like they're really saying, "I can't breathe." Hands up. They literally are afraid of the police. When you live in that level
right.
of fear, your black life matters too much.
Right.
If you're afraid to stand, if you're willing to sacrifice your life for what's right, what you believe in, you don't fear nobody, man. You don't fear no police or nothing. You don't fear anyone.
Facts.
So how we living now has
enough.
Produced fear. We fear we're going to lose
Facts.
What the enemy gave us fighting the enemy. That don't even make any sense.
Not at all. You should want to
That's
lose
the main thing. When somebody gets pulled over, we're going to lose the false sense of freedom he gave us in the process of trying to attain real freedom.
Right.
We so busy. We are attached to the false sense of freedom. Oh, the mall going to be open. Oh, they opening up the park. Oh, everything that they allow you to do in the circus. You don't want to lose that. You ain't about to mess your hair up and mess your situation up trying to help no nigga, not knowing you next.
right, playing around. Right, trying to be cute and stuff and flex for the Instagram, not knowing you next. We trying to tell you something to wake you up, but you sitting over there flexing like you individual, like you your own person. Yeah, okay. You keep on playing
right.
if you want to.
Teach.
But yeah, folks. You know, they
don't
gonna, they gonna wake up.
They black
know,
life matters
ain't got
too
no
much.
Choice.
They black life matters too
right.
much. They Instagram life, you know, everything the enemy gave them matters so much. Don't realize that's not you.
Right. It's just right. It's an illusion.
Come on. That's only maintained by capitalism. If they close the store, most of these people's identity is closed. If they close down the store,
right?
They close the stores, the barbershop,
right.
Most people's identity is dead.
Right. They was hollering and
That's
screaming,
how
talking when the nail shop, when the hair shop don't open up. They was going crazy those little funky ass weeks.
yeah. Right.
Like they couldn't take it. Like Lord, like come on,
like
just throw your hair. You know?
You teaching?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's sad because it's like they don't understand, like, until all this shit is going to go away. Do you understand? Black supremacy and the motherfucking world blow up. Not until white people get off this planet. We blowing up all this shit. We blowing up them. We blowing up their goddamn buildings. We blowing up their matrix. We blowing up every goddamn thing. So don't think because white men get off this planet that you're going to go back to doing the fuck. You don't know. This is black rulership. Everything about the motherfucking change. Everything. And if you ain't trying to change, you just about best get out the way, because that means you're part of the white man. It ain't nothing on this planet gonna be living on by the means of this white man. But they gotta rule the awakening. They gotta rule the awakening. They gonna keep on playing. Just like, you know, all these famous people talking about we are, they're trying to, you know, give their voice now and stuff, but it's like how you giving a voice, but then you turn around and tell us to vote. You know, the whole system is corrupt, but you turn around and tell us to vote, and y'all famous. Y'all famous. Y'all got money. Y'all see police brutality.
They trying to tell you.
It wasn't enough.
You're right. Them saying your vote matter is another way of saying your black life matters. Like, your vote is so important.
Right.
Because you're voting against other black people. Voting puts you at odds against Republicans and Democrats. But when you're a black nationalist, you're not against no black people. You're not voting against anybody
right.
black. So voting is individualism. But we suffer as a people.
Right.
So our vote divides us. We're divided trying to vote for this person and that person. But we're all in the same boat no matter who gets in office. So your vote
correct.
Doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything. It's, you know... It doesn't say
not
anything for black people.
It don't do nothing for us except for keep continue. It's like Monopoly. Keep on playing against their system. We have to destroy all. We have to have our own government.
You teaching. But it makes
you know,
them feel like
we're not
I'm gonna, a human being, you know. I have a vote. I'm somebody, and it makes my vote counts. Now, see, you think your black life matters inside
right.
of the world.
Right, Derek.
Yeah, Joe Biden
right,
wants your
trick.
Vote. But your vote ain't going to do nothing for Sandra Bland. Your vote is not going to do
right.
anything for
come
Mike
on.
Brown.
Right, come on.
So your vote
right.
doesn't matter. Your vote really doesn't matter. You don't matter in that sense. But where we're trying to matter
right.
there is what separates us and makes us afraid to really show up for our people, to really show up where it matters, where it's important.
Right. It's like on a in the old time. Right. Right. It's like when the old time the slave used to you know, get whooped and stuff, and then the slave master had to spend all day long telling the slave how much he mattered in order to help him clean it and do what he needed to do for the house and not rebel against the slave master. He had to continue to keep telling that slave how much he mattered.
Are you serious?
He'd get a whooping
come
and
on.
Bell, but he had to keep telling that slave how much he mattered. And it'd be that one slave boy. It'd be that one slave that'd be like, okay, I guess I do matter and make an example for all the.
That's a fact.
But yeah. Yeah.
More people
our life does not matter.
Saying, you know, yeah, the more people would get involved and really step up if they didn't feel like their life matters so much, that their personal situation matters so much, whatever narrative
right.
is there. I can't get involved in that. My life matters. So us
right.
saying our life matters, that's not nothing new for African Americans. That's all we saying. That's why we willing to
right.
kill another nigga over 50 cents because our life matters. You cross me, and my life matters. Nigga, I'm going to kill you. You follow?
Right.
All our hatred and
right.
animosity that we have over each against each other is because our life matters so much that we're willing to constantly kill, be against each other. And we say, you know what? Get out of our ego and say, you know, my life really, it don't matter that much. The bigger picture is the overall liberation of our people and the mass awakening of,
right.
of our people is more important than me as an individual. Then we can make some progress.
Right.
Then we can, because we
right.
can't have unity if we are trapped in individualism. So let's stop talking about black unity.
Right.
If you're so extreme individualist, they say all we need together. We need to unify and come together if we're gonna make change. But you're not gonna be able to unify as an extreme as individualist. All
right.
of
not
the
at all.
White supremacist institution exploit. Black extreme individualism. Every single one of them. If it's Planned Parenthood, it's extreme individualism. You don't want to have this baby. You shouldn't have this baby. What about you? What about you? What about you? Extreme individualism.
Right.
The whole feminist movement. You know, don't work with your man and leave your family. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you. It's about extreme individualism. Destroy the black family.
Right.
LGBTQ. It's not about your children, your offspring, your community. It's about you, the individual. What are you? You. Even with the man, you're a transgender. It's about you, who you want to be. All of it is dealing with exploitation of extreme individualism.
Right.
If we truly sacrificed ourselves and that black life didn't matter, all of those ideas will dissolve because we care about black lives. more than we concerned about a black life in this reality, because it's going to take black lives to change black lives.
Right.
Not just one individual. It's going to take all of us.
Right.
To change it. So if we've only focused on it from an individualistic perspective, it's not going to change.
Right.
We're just finding a groove in it. We just a spoke in the wheel of white supremacy that's dyed black.
Right. The individual. You know.
That's a fact.
But yeah, we have to move as a group, but it has to be on one accord. We have to have one thinking. You know what I'm saying? It can't be our individual thinking in the group. You know what I'm saying? It has to be one accord of thinking. You know, if they want to go for one for that, but yeah, it'd be one thinking. It can't be just a group of us with all different thoughts. We have to be moving militant and thinking as one.
That's a fact. Now, we know that, you know, certain people got killed, George Floyd, but why would that same black person, do they identify with George Floyd every day? Like, do they really look at, or is his relevance only because he got killed by the police? Would they have seen George Floyd walking down the street and think, oh, you know, yeah, I'm George Floyd? Does he have to have a knee in his neck and get murdered by the police to have relevance? To have relevance,
right.
For people to have compassion? Is that genuine? Did George Floyd have a knee in his neck just actually bring about their fear of their own mortality? Or do they actually really care about black people? Are we seeing the fear of people? Are we seeing people's fear of their mortality, or are we seeing a genuine care and compassion for the black race?
I think that people are more so afraid because they haven't been stepping up, and it's like, or even saying anything, you know what I'm saying, or even just helping, and all they want to do is stand around and record. They just want to say, so it's like, oh my God, this might happen to me. This might happen to my child. I need to say something. You know what I'm saying? Because it's
right.
Like, it's happening, but it's like, I haven't been saying anything. I've been seeing it, and I've been just trying to put it beside me and put it behind me. So it's like, I need to say something now. This is getting serious. I mean, it's like, damn, about time. You can hear it now. Like, how much closer in your house do it have to be? It's already at your door. Do it need to come in your house, too?
And the people who have been talking about this stuff before that incident, you know, talking about what this devil is doing. Our life has not mattered.
Right.
We, you know, we just race baiting. We talking that black stuff. So our life didn't even matter. We have been discriminated on by black people. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
Our own has come against us. Our black life didn't matter. And now it took a situation like this. They're saying the same thing we're saying. We've been telling them. Are they gonna go back and apologize and say, damn, you know, y'all was right. Damn, why we just play y'all like that? Like, y'all crazy. Y'all got mental illnesses. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just talking that black stuff. What's wrong with you? Are they going to apologize now? Or do they black life matter now? And it's so much that they can't humble themselves to those who have suffered to put this message out, suffered to bring the society to this particular realization.
Right.
So we have
it's
been
like
attacked and defamed and, you know what I'm saying, criticized and judged and, you know what I'm saying, for the circumstances that's created by sacrificing to awaken the masses of people. These circumstances of the black supremacists have been created by our devotion to awaken the masses of black people to who they are. So all they've been saying, our black lives do not matter. Our black lives has not mattered.
Right,
and they still saying it, and they still saying it, and they want you to think that, you know, they've changed, you know, somehow, but you haven't changed until you recognize black people,
we've
not
been
saying white people, until you recognize your black leaders, until you recognize your black people who put it in for you. Then you change. Now you're showing us that you're waking up, but if you still talking about, I can't breathe and begging a white man to love you, that you ain't no really awakened up. You ain't really woke up.
No.
You should treat the people who have been trying to awaken you better with more respect and more regards now. You should say, oh, I see now. Y'all was on this all the time. This is what y'all was building on. Wow. Okay, we need to support y'all. Y'all was trying to warn us, but no. What do you say? Master, please accept us. Master, please love us. Master, we are human. please, my life matters, man. I just want to go to work like everybody else. I just want to be under white supremacy like everybody else. I just want to, you know,
be
I just
want to
be in the matrix like every other sheep or white person.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, you're right. They did. It's like they run scared now. They run scared. Oh, they wasn't lying all this time. They ain't crazy. So I either got to join their team or become more of a bitch. And some of them is becoming more bitches. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they tell us between their now. You know what I'm saying? They still don't want to submit to the black god on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Their egos is so much. It's like they haven't killed that matrix inside their mind, so they're never going
to
submit.
Their black life matters too much to acknowledge anything higher than them, anything that
right.
can awaken them. They black life matters
right.
too much. They too damn important. And they steal that. Even
right.
through all this. The European showing himself. You know, we dealing with an American, you know, I don't even want to say race war. We headed towards literally a Holocaust. And they still
right.
is not saying, oh, y'all, we need to get with y'all. We really need to, you know, what they should be coming to us. What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? No, they not. They
right.
still begging
right.
NASA. What if the Jews
right.
beg Hitler to get out of a concentration camp?
Right.
How you going to beg the white man to let you out of a concentration camp?
You're supposed to be taking your freedom, not begging for it.
Exactly.
You have 400 years ago. 400 years and you still want to do the same results that ain't got us nowhere. We've been begging for 400 years. Now it's time to start taking some stuff.
You teach them.
You know, but again, they scared. They don't want to be taking nothing. They don't want to, you know, they still want to ask for permission. And those are the ones that's going to die with their slave master. You're going to die in that burning house. You're going to be the same trying to save your master and going to get caught up in that burning house. And so be it.
So I want to see that now,
yeah.
You know. They black life has to matter less in everything they saw on television. That individualize them, you know, all the music that you listen to, everything that make you feel like you something in this matrix that's so much and more important than the freedom and liberation of your people. You gotta let that go, man. If you
right.
really want change, you have to let that go. You have to let all that go.
Right.
Because that's you can't be entertained by your enslavement and be on the path of freedom
right.
at the same time. You can't entertain your slavery.
Divine
and be
order.
On the path of freedom.
Right.
You know, you got to let that go. And that's what we have been bringing. They say they're looking for answers. They don't want answers. They want the European to love them, to hug them, to stop being
right.
mean to me. Stop being mean to me.
Right. Why are you
that's
bothering
all they want.
Me?
That's all.
Leave me alone. Oh,
let
you see,
me
have a
in peace. Let me say, fuck these woke niggas on my own. Leave me alone so I can continue to say, fuck these woke niggas. You feel me?
Right. Boy, they so scared. It's like a... Oh my gosh, I don't know what to do.
They
I don't want to
begging Master to get out their way, you know what I'm saying? Because he blocking them from shooting another nigga, man.
Right, or shooting another basket goal. Right. Right. Right, let me shoot another nigga. I got this, Master. Let me show you how much my life matters. I got this. These niggas about to get a rude awakening, boy. Especially these fake woke niggas. You know.
You teach them.
They been asking.
You teach them.
They been
and now
asking for an answer.
They still acting like they don't need us. They going to go out marching. All that.
Right. Right. Bobby
Hemme
even told them that.
6, 7, 8.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I wanted to take it a step further if I had time. I know you said the show's about to end soon.
Yeah, I can't tell you what they're doing at Blog Talk. I think my title must have did something. I don't know what they're doing. It's still going though.
Yeah, I wanted to speak on us as melanated people. I think we have to get back into the state of the power of death. Like how the ancient Egyptians, even Hinduism, spoke on how death is truly the goal here, is to die, basically. So I think life itself is the imprisonment. And I think once we let go of that and embrace death, not just a physical death, but a mental death, an emotional death, a spiritual death, I think then we can join that oneness, that flow of the universe. And by doing that, everything will naturally get back into order. I think that we have been too focused on life in general, not just how we perceive the matrix as far as working or having a job or consumerism. I think even dipping into how we perceive consciousness, the life of being conscious and being vegan and living in nature, all of that is ego. All of that is based off an individual life. It's still based off of preserving the life. I think once we step into death, then we can merge into oneness. And I think that's the key that we're missing. Because even with looking at, trying to become rulers again and, black people being supreme, that's natural, but it's not. It goes beyond just black people. Darkness is supreme. Oneness is supreme. The universe is supreme. And I think the only way that we can get back to that is through death.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know if I got off topic with it, but
just no, that's on point.
That's what came to me.
No, that's totally on. That's why we believe, because we spirituality. As long as the European has become our spirituality. So
right.
As long as we continue to believe in him and his world, then we are not going to transcend. We literally are trapped here. So it's going to take a death for us to